Hello there, this is Sheila Hummel and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Thank you for joining us on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio, your bedside entertainment system. You know, from time to time you discover new and exciting pieces of music, ones that really touch your soul. And when I first discovered this next song you're about to hear, I thought to myself, wow, those harmonies are great, and what powerful voices. The song is called I Will Praise Him, and it's sung by a family, a country and bluegrass gospel music group known as the Isaacs. God blesses us when we take time to deepen our relationship with him. Draw close to him and he will draw close to you, says James in chapter 4, verse 8. And it's through praise and thanksgiving that God often surprises us with his presence. Here is that song, I Will Praise Him, by the Isaacs.
When I saw the cleansing fountain open wide for all my sin, I obeyed the Spirit's wooing when he said, wilt thou be clean? I will praise him. I will praise him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give him glory, all ye people, for his blood can away each stain.
Then God's fire upon the altar
of my heart was set aflame. I shall never cease to praise him. Glory, glory to his name.
The theme today is the Beatitudes, a title given to a collection of wise words which Jesus spoke to his disciples and followers on a hillside by the Sea of Galilee. The content is recorded in two Gospels, Matthew and Luke, but our version today comes from Luke's Gospel. He mentions four blessings or promises, followed by four warnings. Let's listen to those words from Luke's Gospel, chapter 6. Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place, with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all over Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They'd come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice on that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." Here's a song from my album, Kaleidoscope of Characters, based upon Psalm 1, which begins with the words, "Blessed is the man." It's a beatitude before its time. And it says that a person is truly blessed when they find real pleasure in God's laws. And the psalmist uses the metaphor of a tree that's been planted by a stream. "For such as these, their roots go deep, and their leaves never wither. However, the wicked are like chaff, blown away so easily by the wind." It's called "Blessed is the Man."
Blessed is the man who does not follow wicked ways. Blessed is the man who doesn't walk the road that sinners take. And blessed is the man who doesn't sneer and scoff all day, but finds his pleasure in the law of the Lord and dwells on it day and night. He is like a tree that is planted by a stream, yielding fruit in season, abundant fruit in leafy green. His leaves will never fade, he'll succeed in all he does, as he finds his pleasure in the law of the Lord and dwells on it day and night. When the judgment comes, they'll fall down on their knees, and so they will not stand. And sinners won't find ease, 'cause they found no pleasure in the law of the Lord, nor dwelt on it day.
Lord Bernard Miles, an English character actor, writer and director, once summed up what he felt the Beatitudes were actually saying, and these are his exact words. I quote, "Jesus starts off by telling them it's a damn sight better to be poor and humble than rich and haughty, better to be hard up and happy than rich and miserable any day of the week. Then Jesus says that people who act mean and spiteful, always on the make, money grubbers and misers, they're no good to themselves or anybody else. The ones who don't ask too much, they'll get a proper share, because whatever they get will be enough. But those who always want more and more, the ones who are never satisfied and always on the make, they will never know happiness, either in this life or the next." There you have the words of Bernard Miles. Actually, I could end the programme here, really. But instead, let's listen to another piece of music, this time by Alison Krauss and the Cox Family. They are, in this song, placing their trust in God for tomorrow's world. It's a song called I Know Who Holds Tomorrow.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from the sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry for the future,
once read that the Lord's Prayer contains only 57 words, the 23rd Psalm 121 words, and the Ten Commandments a mere 315 words. The US Department of Agriculture's order on the price of cabbages, however, is 15,629 words. It is said that a man is not wise because he has much to say. It's more to do with the quality of what he says. Jesus packed so much wisdom into the 140-odd words of his Beatitudes, and they are still so relevant for the world we live in today. Jesus often found himself surrounded by all kinds of desperate people in great need. They pressed in on him. They came to take from him whatever he had to offer. And he reached out to people, teaching them and healing them all, setting a pattern for his new disciples to follow. A song called Blessed Are the Meek, written by Simon and Garfunkel in the 60s, portrays many of the kind of people who would have been in the crowd then, the sat upon, the spat upon, the ratted on. And the cry goes up from them, why have you forsaken me? No wonder people then sought out Jesus, who gave them hope when there was none to be had elsewhere.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall blessed is the Lamb whose blood flows. Blessed are the sat upon, spat upon, ratted on. Oh Lord, why have you forsaken? To go. I've walked around Soho for the last night or so. Ah, but it doesn't matter, you know. Blessed is the land and the king. Blessed is the man whose soul belongs to. Blessed are the meth drinkers, pot sellers, illusion dwellers. Oh Lord, why have you forsaken me? Down from a wound that I have no intention.
Jesus' words in these Beatitudes read rather like a political manifesto, which in today's world might outline brief proposals and intentions that a political party promised to tackle if we vote them into office. Issues such as climate change, reducing taxes, financing the NHS and so on. In effect, what Jesus is saying is, if you want to join my party, I want you to know what I stand for, what I expect of you, and what you are getting yourself into if you decide to follow me. I love this next song, All I Ask of You, sung here by Josh Groban and Kelly Clarkson.
No more talk of darkness, forget these wide-eyed fears. I'm here, nothing can harm you. My words will warm and calm you. Let me be your freedom, let daylight dry your tears. I'm here with you, beside you, to guard you and to guide you.
In the Beatitudes, Jesus is saying, in effect, that those who know their own spiritual poverty, their own need of God, who are ready to hunger for God's just causes and pour themselves out in tears, those who are fired up doing God's work in such a way they become persecuted, they will be blessed abundantly and ultimately find great reward in this world and the next. Jesus only had to turn his head and look towards this needy crowd to demonstrate to his disciples their most important visual aid, the faces of the lost, the sick and downtrodden. This kind of person was to be their future concern. Some of our modern-day leaders, in all walks of life, often lose that focus, don't they? Perhaps many of us have forgotten, though, just how revolutionary the Beatitudes are. They are extreme. They are radical, to say the least. If all we're after is to get rich quick, score points against each other, seek only our own pleasure and profit, there's no real guarantee that happiness will follow. If we only think of ourselves and not about anyone else, then we're in for a shock. Margaret Scott and United Folk sing this next song, I am the bread to feed the world, and in it are these words, I am the God who loves the poor, and mine is the anger at those who never care. Blindness is no excuse. You'd better turn to me, my children.
I am the bread to feed the world. I am the fire that's never cold. I am the hope of a dying world. Turn to me, my children. I am the friend they've never known. I am the bond to soothe their souls. I am the wealth they long to.
Friend who does missionary work in South America, and she often tells us that even though people there have so very little, they are the happiest people she knows. They have very basic food, unsanitary living conditions. They're plagued by ants, mosquitoes, snakes and spiders. There are diseases galore and poor water supplies. And yet, despite all this, they are so happy, so appreciative, and so grateful for a small piece of corrugated iron to mend a roof, for a hammer to break up their rocks, for a Christmas handout of a piece of chicken. These simple gifts bring enormous joy. We say we're so blessed when we have possessions, promotion, or even pride in our family, but that's not what being blessed is all about in our reading today. It's not all about what we have, says author Max Lucado in his children's book, You Are Mine. It's really about whose we are. A Dominican priest, Father Simon Tobel, once said, the Beatitudes are a call to us to see ourselves, to live with ourselves, in a way that probably does not come easy to most of us. Our prayer for today is the chorus of our final song. It says this, God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, let tears fall like rain. Come, change our love from a spark to a flame. It's sung by Graham Kendrick, called Beauty for Brokenness. Have a good week, everyone. Bye for now.
Beauty for brokenness, hope for despair. Lord, in the suffering, this is our prayer. Bread for the children, justice, joy, peace. Sunrise to sunset, your kingdom increase. Shelter for fragile lives, cure for their ills. Work for the craftsman, trade for the skills. Land for the dispossessed, rights for the weak. Voices to plead the cause of those who can't speak. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, the tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. Refuge from cruel wars, havens from fear, cities for sanctuary, freedoms to share. Peace to the killing fields, scorched earth to green. Christ for the bitterness, his cross for the pain. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, the tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. Rest for the ravaged earth, oceans and streams, plundered and poisoned, our future and dreams. Lord, end our madness, carelessness, greed.